The day was sultry, and towards noon a strong wind sprang up that roared in the pine tops like the dashing of distant billows, but without in the least degree abating the heat. The children were lying listlessly upon the floor, and the girl and I were finishing sunbonnets, when Mary suddenly exclaimed, "Bless us, mistress, what a smoke!" I ran immediately to the door, but was not able to distinguish 10 yards before me. The swamp immediately below us was on fire, and the heavy wind was driving a dense black cloud of smoke directly towards us. "What can this mean?" I cried. "Who can have set fire to the fallow?" As I ceased speaking, John Thomas stood pale and trembling before me. "John, what is the meaning of this fire?"
"Oh, ma'am, I hope you will forgive me. It was I set fire to it, and I would give all I have in the world if I had not done it."
"What is the danger?"
"Oh, I'm afraid that we shall all be burnt up," said John, beginning to whimper. "What shall we do?"
"Why, we must get out of it as fast as we can, and leave the house to its fate."
"We can't get out," said the man, in a low, hollow tone, which seemed the concentration of fear. "I would have got out of it if I could, but just step to the back door, ma'am, and see."
Behind, before, on every side, we were surrounded by a wall of fire, burning furiously within 100 yards of us, and cutting off all possibility of retreat. For could we have found an opening through the burning heaps, we could not have seen our way through the dense canopy of smoke, and buried as we were in the heart of the forest, no one could discover our situation till we were beyond the reach of help. I closed the door and went back to the parlor. Fear was knocking loudly at my heart, for our utter helplessness destroyed all hope of our being able to effect our escape. The girl sat upon the floor by the children, who, unconscious of the peril that hung over them, had both fallen asleep. She was silently weeping, while the boy who had caused the mischief was crying aloud.